Blog Talk Radio.
This is Yasagonye, Will Blue Otter, a 7th grade grandson of Sawanuka, keeper of the Holy Cherokee Ark, who during the American Revolution became first beloved man of the Cherokee, head man of the Upper, Middle, and Lower Cherokee. Please join us at 5 p.m. Pacific Time on Sunday evening and learn how you, regardless of ancestry, may gain the privilege of worshiping as you please, even using indigenous, plant-based, native sacraments. Aho. You are listening to a pre-recorded interview from the archives of Prophecy Keepers Radio. As Blue Otter, 7th great-grandson of Old Tassel, first beloved man of the Cherokee, I'm remembering what Old Tassel said to the prevailing culture. Many proposals have been made to us to adopt your laws, your religion, your manners, and your customs. We have done so. Now it is time for our cultures to accept Old Tassel's ways and assisting us to walk in harmony with Mother Earth and Father Sky. Aho.
Grandfather, teach me the ways of the old, so that I may remember who I am.
Time to enlighten up and help yourself at the same time. It's Natural Solutions Radio with Sir Eliezer Ben-Joseph, traditional naturopath. Today's program is brought to you by Pure Natural Science, featuring Prime Longevity, the most extensive nutritional supplement on the market. Health Naturally, the most comprehensive natural apothecary in town, they sell results. Call 915-833-0222 and Dr. Pedram Shojai, the Taoist Path. Now, here's your host for Natural Solutions Radio, Sir Eliezer Ben-Joseph.
And good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining me here at the first hour of Natural Solutions Radio, a health club for your mind and soul. It is the place where you health yourself and enlighten up at the same time. Each week, I like to open our program and share some words of wisdom from two very great men. First, a quote from Albert Einstein, "Great spirits have always encountered violent opposition from mediocre minds." Next, a quote from Thomas Edison, the doctor of the future, "will give no medicine, yet will interest his patients in the care of the human frame and diet and in the cause and prevention of disease." Well, the doctor of the future is here now on this radio program. I am Eliezer Ben-Joseph, a naturopath of the first order. I have life experiences that most people only see in the movies, including my own four-hour clinical death experience and rebirth. I have an education in the alternative medicine, natural health care movement that most doctors can only dream about. I have 30 years of clinical experience in the field as a working naturopath. I am here to help you to learn to health yourself and enlighten up at the same time, learning to take care of yourself by making the right choices to help prevent disease and promote health. So call in, participate in the show, It's Your Life We Talk About, and your right to do so, and you can listen live on the web at www.naturalsolutionsradio.com or bbsradio.com or ktsmradio.com. All of these places will get you into our show and be able to get online. So thank you so much for that. Any other announcements. Our telephone number is 544-5876 or 544-KTSM. Or 1-800-706-0450. 1-800-706-0450. Oh, my gosh. Let's see. I'm going to have lots of stuff today. We've got some guests on. We're going to be talking about some archaeology that's really just going to be phenomenal. A new find in back east. We've got some good friends of mine that are going to be on later, hopefully by the first commercial break. Anyway, we always start out with a little bit of a help plea, if you may. Please help us to continue our charities with the Hands of Love and Hope here in Juarez. Please drop off a bag of beans, a bag of rice, something for the kids. They need clothes, school supplies, water. There's, of course, you know, there's thousands of children. They sort garbage at the dump here in Juarez, just on the other side of the border. So please help us out. Drop off something. They need everything, school supplies, water. And we will make sure that Irma Tovar gets it and takes it over there. Also, don't forget, drop off your old cell phone and the old charger for charity, please. We will make sure that the Muhammad Ali Center Global Education Charitable Fund gets it. And they use those funds to help adults and children be the greatest that they can be. So drop that. You're not using those anyway. Okay. Anyway, we've got, oh, my gosh, all kinds of things happening today. There's all kinds of things going on in the world. It's just, like, outrageous. It's just so many things. And I've got all kinds of things to talk about. We've got, oh, my gosh, there's all kinds of GMO stuff going on. There's back east, they've passed a bill. I think it was Virginia or that the GMOs are no longer going to be, they have to be labeled. So we want that. And I want to mention about the radiation that's happening from Fukushima. And this is really quite disturbing because right now there's tuna, the radiation that's following in Fukushima. Though the cesium levels have tripled, the tuna supposedly is still safe to eat. And what they're finding is radiation in the albacore tuna caught off the Oregon coast tripled since the Fukushima. And again, the government is telling you, oh, it's plenty. You know, they say that there's absolutely zero risk. You know, you can't say that, but they're saying that it's absolutely okay to eat all of the food coming out of the West Coast and that the radiation really is not harmful. And they're saying that the trace levels are too small to be a realistic concern. Well, we trust our government, don't we? We know they wouldn't lie to us about all of that. And so anyway, be careful about what you're eating. I still think you're going to eat fish from the West Coast, I would be careful. I would eat your wild salmon from the Atlantic. I would just be careful about eating foods on the West Coast. Another thing, new article that just came out from the journal Nature, the Fred Hutchinson's Cancer Research Center in Seattle, Washington. Chemotherapy actually increases cancer growth, cancer cells becoming resistant. Well, you've heard me talk about this on this show for I don't know how long that we've been telling you that the chemotherapy doesn't work. Well, basically, we now find that it's about 3% effective, that really chemotherapy only works on two types of cancer, and that's testicular cancer and lymphoma. And most of the other cancers, it does not help. So anyway, this peer-reviewed journal, Cancer, says that the major cause of cancer rather than a cure for cancer is that it is causing cancers in the body. And again, you've been hearing it on this show for I don't know how many years. Also, the list came out for the top 10 worst GMO foods. And also for the clean foods. So the top dirty dozen, you've got to be careful about eating these foods, the top 10 GMO and those that have the most toxic chemicals. Corn and soybeans are number 1, 2, and then sugar, number 3. So these are all genetically modified. All the corn that you're eating now, corn on the cob, canned corn, corn, frozen corn, corn niblets, It doesn't matter. Almost all of the corn in the United States is genetically modified. The same with the soy. So whether you're buying tofu, vegetarian products, soybean, any of this, you have to be careful. You have to look for GMO-free. Most of the sugars now are also genetically modified. Then as far as the foods, apples and strawberries, grapes, celery, peaches, spinach, sweet bell peppers, nectarines, cucumbers, cherry tomatoes, snap peas, and potatoes. And then, of course, you have to be careful about all of the dairy products since the cows are eating genetically modified corn. And cows, again, are not designed to eat corn. Now, a couple of other foods have been put in there, such as zucchini and yellow squash and papayas. Now, the Clean 15, as they call them, this is from the Environmental Working Group. They found that the produce listed below are the least likely to hold pesticides, residues, and have the lowest pesticide concentrations. And that is avocados, pineapples, cabbage, sweet frozen sweet peas, onions, asparagus, mangoes, papayas, kiwis, eggplant, grapefruit, cantaloupe, cauliflower, and sweet potatoes. So those are the ones that you can eat. So again, I'll when I get back to the store later, I'll get these printed and people can get a copy of these. I'll give them to as soon as I get back after breakfast, we'll make copies of these. So there's all kinds of stuff that we have to make copies. We have the information panel on the wall, and I'll just put these, the Clean 15 and the Dirty Dozen, and then the top 10 worst GMO foods. So, oh, my gosh, all kinds of things. Listen, there was a bunch of stuff that's lately been on bullying, and there's been a lot of stuff on just what's happening, the new fatwa that the Muslims have done, allowing sex with your mother and your children. But here I've been watching some shows that were on about bullying, and just so much bullying. And someone sent me a really beautiful, it's like, I don't know what you'd call it, but someone wrote it, and it was really beautiful. And I want to read that because it just hits home about all of the times we make fun of people and all of the times we bully people and all of the times we just don't know things. And, you know, you just, some things you just have to, I remember two things that happened to me in my life. And I'll tell you those after that, because things are not always the way they seem. And anyway, punks that do all that bullying, to that girl you called a slut in class today, she's a virgin. The pregnant girl walking down the street, she got raped. The boy you called lame, he has to work every night to support his family. And that girl you pushed down the other day, she's already being abused at home. And that girl you called fat, she's starving herself. The old man you made fun of because of the ugly scars, he fought for our country in a war. The boy you made fun of for crying, his mother is dying. You think you know them? Well, you don't. And their things are not always the way they seem. I remember one story. I was in New York City, and it was 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and I was at the in the subway, and it was really crowded in the subway. And what happened was there was this guy sitting down next to me. I had luckily to get a seat, and this guy was sitting next to me, and his head was just in his hands, and he was looking down, and he had two sons. Oh, they must have been about 7 or 8, something like that, 6, 7, 8, 9, something. But they were just making a lot of ruckus. And they were just causing, you know, spinning around on the poles and bumping into people. And the father was just not paying attention. And people were getting really angry. And they were just feeling. You could see the crowd. They were just getting angry, and they were looking, and nobody was saying anything. So finally, I touched a dad on the shoulder, and he looked up, and I said, "Hey, man, can you really take care of your two boys? You know, they're really making, they're bumping into people. They're really doing things." And he looked up, and he had this, like, look on his face, you know, oh, my gosh, you know, like a beached whale or something. I don't know, but it was this terrible look on his face, and he's going, oh, I'm so sorry. And he says, "We just got back from the hospital, and their mother just died, and I just don't know what to do." And let me tell you, everybody's face just changed. It was just radical to be able to hear what happened. And it changed my life because I looked at things, and things are not always as they seem. And you be careful about things like that. And then there was another time I felt so sorry for myself. I was about 9 years old, and I went to the movies. It was Saturday, and we went and had the big matinees. And back then, it was cheap to get in, and you had Tarzan, and there was Melody Ranch, and you had triple movies, and a kid could go to the movies and spend the whole day. Anyway, I was watching some of my favorite movies, but I still felt, for some reason, sorry for myself. I was blind, and everybody called me Coke bottles, and I had these very thick glasses. And so after the movie, I'm coming out of the marquee, and there was this young boy in a wheelchair. Obviously, now I know he had cerebral palsy, and he was, you know, quite spastic, but he had a smile on his face. He was laughing and enjoying himself, had just watched that movie, and it was wonderful. And all of a sudden, I just, it was almost like a smack in my head, is that I felt ashamed. Who was I to feel sorry for myself when this guy was doing, just laughing and laughing, having a wonderful time? And again, I felt ashamed. So things are not always as they seem. And so please, be careful when you know, the tongue is the only muscle in the entire body that doesn't have any bones in it. Yet it's so strong it can break a heart. So please, be careful what you say. Anyway, there's our music. When we get back, I've got my wife on, and then we're going to have our guests and talking about some great archaeology. You know, that's my favorite subject. I love archaeology and cosmology and all of this, and we're going to have some good friends on that are going to be talking about a new archaeological discovery. So anyway, we'll be right back after these commercial breaks. Are cancer, heart disease, and diabetes catching up with you? Obesity is epidemic in the U.S., causing diabetes affecting 17 million Americans, and 65% of all diabetics die from heart disease or strokes. The EPA says 75% of all chronic disease is caused by environmental pollutants. Can we trust our government? They allow more than 5.5 trillion pounds of toxic waste in our environment every year. I'm Eliezer Ben-Joseph, traditional naturopath with over 30 years experience in the field as a healthcare practitioner. I created Prime Longevity to protect you against all these toxins. Prime Longevity is the most robust, complete longevity formula that outdoes every other product on the market. The scientific truth is there's no other longevity formula more potent than Prime Longevity. This is the most cost-effective, true health insurance you can buy. Go to www.primelongevity.com. That's primelongevity.com.
Now, back to your host, Eliezer Ben-Joseph on Natural Solutions Radio.
And welcome back, welcome back, and thank you for joining me here at Natural Solutions Radio. Let me go right to the phones and talk to my wife, Sandy Ben-Joseph, and she's going to tell us what's happening at the store. Good morning, Sandy.
Good morning. Well, we've had like an incredible week, even though it's been windy and everybody's been like blowing in the front door. We've had just a really busy week, and happy Mother's Day to all the moms and grandmas and just everybody. Happy Mother's Day to our daughter, who's probably the best mom that I know. So we just have some wonderful things going on at the store. today, sales. I'll mention those next break. And next Saturday, we're going to have our Kangen water demo. We're going to have one a month from now on, and we're going to be raffling off shower filters for those people who attend the one-hour Kangen water class that Veronica Marcus does so eloquently. And you're going to learn about water, and to get started with a shower filter is, like, incredible because your skin absorbs so much, and this will help you get started with how important water is. Also today we have the group doTERRA orders, and we think we have some diffusers left because tomorrow is Mother's Day, so if you're not into the traditional flowers and chocolate and stuff like that, a diffuser like that that can be on the nightstand, and you can she can use her favorite oil. I mean, what a great gift. And we have little gift sets also that are under $30 that, you know, have the three top oils in them. So there's a lot of things you can come in and choose. So we'll definitely be able to help you with that. This afternoon, we have been told we're getting a order of heads up in. So guys, call us before you come over. We're trying to increase the orders that we're ordering, so we're not out. So that's very important. And then also I'd like to, when I talk to you the next break and give you the specials, talk to you about the new oxygen system, and I hope you get to talk to it between now and then. But otherwise, people can go to a website called Live02, and that's really more an informational website because of I have a list as long as my arm of people that are ready to purchase the machine. They just want to see it. And we have just some incredible information. You can call us at the store. You can call me after the store, at the store after the show about 11 Mountain Time, and we'll be able to help you with all of that. Because I really spoke with the company at great length yesterday, and after all the research that Sir Ben Joseph did, let me tell you, I think it's going to be a long relationship. And last but not least, we got our big shipment of Halo pet foods in, and you'll be able to, do some nice things for your pets, too, and that's keeping them healthy. And I'll talk to you next break on the specials.
And there you are, and thank you so much. And by the way, that oxygen system, I think, is really going to revolutionize health care because we know a lot. Again, if you go back in 1931 and then the Otto Warburg, he won two Nobel Prizes. The first Nobel Prize he won was proving cancer cells feed on sugar. And yet in any of the cancer therapies around the country, you don't hear oncologists telling you not to eat sugar. No, on the contrary. Oh, eat whatever you want. Then the second thing is he won another Nobel Prize proving cancer cells cannot live in oxygen. And again, you do not hear anywhere in the oncologies of the country that they're using oxygen, except in the holistic movement. So oxygen therapy is going to be radical, and it's going to put a huge amount. It's getting 10 times blood saturation of oxygen. And then hyperbaric oxygen, you're only getting 2 to 2.5 times blood saturation. And once you get above 4 times blood saturation and some amazing physiological responses occur, and it's going to, like I say, revolutionize medicine. So my wife has done tremendous, it was really, how long did you, we're on the phone for an hour. Every time I went into the back, you were on the phone with somebody, that same person. So she got a lot of information. And did they say, have any idea, Sandy, when our order might be coming through?
Well, it's on its way, and we have a long list, and we have, I think there's only 3 left that will be able to sell right away, but now that they're, you know, back in stock, because they've been overwhelmed just because you mentioned it on the radio, so we're going to be able to, ship out in the continental United States directly from the company, and shipping is a flat $100, which is unheard of. So it doesn't matter what coast you live on. And those oxygen concentrators, they're heavy. And this comes complete. So for $19.95 and $100 shipping, if you live out of state and live, you know, wherever, it's like $100. And
if you can, then read the intro.
Hello?
Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to say that I spoke with the owner and the general manager, and we're talking with people with their heart in it the same way we have, and they're the general manager is a wonderful lady, animal lover. So, I mean, we just, you know, there's just a bond. And when you click with the right people, they're in it for the right reason. And that's what we're looking for. And great customer service. And you did your homework. And this is who you chose. And I don't think it's by mistake. So I'm really looking forward to pushing the envelope so people get what they need. And I think that's what they're all about.
And I thank you very much.
You're
There's
welcome.
My wife, and
okay.
I'll talk to you later. Okay, let me go right to the telephone. Well, hold on. Let me take Blanca's call right away. Blanca, I'm going to, because I have my guest on the line, and I want to go to them. Blanca, that's line 3. Go ahead, Blanca, and then hold calls, please. Thank you. Blanca, good morning.
Good morning. I just have two questions about the juicers, comparing them, the Champion to the Green Star. The first one is, what are the pros of a masticating juicer like the Champion with high RPMs versus the Green Star with twin gears and low RPMs?
Well, the twin gear low RPM is not going to heat the juices as much, and it's also not going to oxidize it. It just doesn't heat. And here's the difference. Those masticators are very good because what they do is they take microscopic slices of the food and then press it. Okay, so that's what's happening. Where, like the centrifugal juicers, they mash up something. So as an example, if you take a tomato and mash it up, you can't hold up a piece of tomato. But if you slice it into paper-thin slices, you can hold up a piece of tomato, and the cell structure is still there. So basically, the kind that are making the microscopic slices are the best, and then it goes through the press, and it presses the juice out. Now, in the slow RPMs, you're not oxidizing the juice, you're not creating heat, you're not losing a lot of enzymes. So it's a much better juicer. I think it's quite a bit more expensive, though. I think those are around $500-$600.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
The Champion, I think you can get for close to $300, just over $300. So you're paying double, but it is worth. I think it's very good. It's just also like in blenders, the difference between a Vitamix and any other kind of blender. So
the Champion with the high RPMs, you're not going to produce?
Oh, no. We use that because next to the, again, if someone doesn't want to spend $600, the Champion's the best juicer on the market.
Okay.
Now,
right.
If you spend $2,000, you can buy a Norwalk juicer, which is the best juicer on the market. But who's going to spend $2,000? I, of course, have one because it's my business, you know. But not too many people do that.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Ben.
Thank you very much. Okay, now we're going to hold calls. Hold on, and let me see. Now, again, to put them on, I have to hit conference, that, and VIP, and then hit Renee. Is that Renee? And conference screen and VIP. Renee, are you there? Or Chris?
Yes, we're here.
Hi there. Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much for being there, guys. How is it in Virginia?
Beautiful morning.
Beautiful. Good. Okay, that was Chris and Renee. Let me just give a little. These are some great friends of mine, and we are both in the Native American church together. Of course, they are true Native Americans. I have only joined the church. And they are also part of the Knights Hospitaller Order of St. Lazarus of Jerusalem. And that's where we met. So it's really a pleasure to have you here. Let me give kind of a little bit of a and I don't have written down here your guys' full Indian names. Renee, is it Chris that walks with clouds, and Renee Whitefeather?
Comes with clouds.
Comes with clouds. And I just forgot that. How did just before we start? How is that they those kinds of names? You know that it's always something to do with nature like that. Is that always part of the heritage?
I don't know what the what different tribes and how they're associated. I got mine from three elders, and it was what it was. and yeah, I just accepted it.
So they the elders issue those then, meaning they issue those kinds of names, and it's like has to do with I guess personality or what they feel internally.
There again, it can vary from tribe to tribe, but that's pretty much the gist from what I understand.
Okay. Well, let me say that Chris and Renee live in a beautiful and historic Bluemont, and it's in the northern Virginia. Is that the Blue Ridge? Oh, I love the Blue Ridge Mountains. Oh, man, that is so beautiful. And it's in the Shenandoah Blue Ridge Mountains, approximately 2 miles from the, Shenandoah River. And they are involved in a lot of community outreach and efforts and education, spiritual things. And again, Renee, you have to give your history, though, because you are a lieutenant colonel or retired lieutenant colonel in the Air Force, is correct, with 22 years active duty military service in senior management. And that, I mean, when I met you, I was so proud to see that because there's so few of Native Americans that really get up into these high positions. And, you know, so I just wanted to say I was very proud to meet you and know that you've really excelled in your career like that. Were you accepted at first as a woman and second as a Native American?
Thank you, Ben Jevis, for having us on the radio today. I would have to say I have become more accepted over the years. You know, that was 22 years I served. It was a lot different Air Force than when I joined 22 years ago.
Yeah, and but did you had to break that, what is it, that glass ceiling that they talk about for officers with women? And so you broke that. But that was, again, there's, I'm sure, not a lot of women, Native Americans that are high up like that. So again, a lot of fortitude and a lot of hard work. Chris, you got her. You got her. She's a good one, huh? Is that it?
Lucky man.
Hey, you're a lucky man there. But you know, she's 22 years in the Air Force. You better be careful. She could probably beat you up.
Well, give me salute now and then.
So that's it. Well, listen. You guys have bought a piece of property, and you found something on this property, and I want to know what happened. How did it come apart first? How did you know, your land and you know, just the whole idea? And you guys look at land so differently than us white folks, you know. And it becomes so sacred. But how did this come apart? Come about?
Well, we were kind of led to the property. About the property, probably 16 years ago, and the neighboring county is Loudoun County. It was at that time the first or second fastest growing county in the nation. So I tried to buy property over there of smaller parcels, and it never worked out. Probably put on 10 offers. I came over here, contacted the landowner, and he said real estate people have been trying to buy it, but I didn't want to sell to them. I'll sell it to you. And that's how I acquired it.
Was it sacred land or Indian land, or was it just real estate you were looking for?
I was just looking for real estate. And the odd thing about this, being on the Blue Ridge, when the settlers come over, of course, the Loudoun County to the west is nice farmland. You come up on this mountain, it's nothing but rocks. But as soon as you get to the top, you see the valley below and the river, and people just rushed to get across the river and pretty much just ignored this side of the mountain, which is all rock.
Wow. So, I mean, and is that what you bought? It was all rock?
Yes, it was steep, rocky terrain.
How would you farm, or how would you homestead something like that?
Well, we have to do some terrace gardening, and have to do some creative things with gardening. But we have our houses on the side of a mountain, and we're quite happy with it.
Oh God! So anyway, then how did this come about that all of a sudden you found this? Yeah, let's do that, and then maybe we'll talk about the order later. But this property, how did you find that? What happened when you found this archaeological site?
Actually, I had I was going out to make a medicine wheel, and just the short gist of what a medicine wheel is, it's a sacred, represents the sacred hoop of life and the stations of life, birth, youth, death, and then beyond that, the ancients and your ancestors. And if you don't know where you are in that sacred hoop, then you're lost.
Wow. So you mean family and ancestors in the previous generations become highly important?
Yes, indeed. Yes.
Yeah. Some there's other religions. Certain religions do that. I know that they go and they attempt to heal in past generations and things like that. But you guys look at it as and always understood that spirit was involved and that those generations, they never die, and that they are in essence like guide us along our way.
But yes, they're still there, and that is part of the sacred hoop.
And that's part of all of the Native American belief structure. They all believe in the sacred hoop and the generations of the family and the elders. And, I mean, even the way you treat elders. Here in our Western society, we put elders in a nursing home. You know, we don't. We just want them around. We don't even want them around. You know, let someone else take care of them. Where, I guess, what did they do when they real elders in the farm?
Are you sick and tired?
Oh, hello. I guess we were getting close to our commercial. Anyway, that. So what did you do? You found it? You were walking around or something? What happened? Oh, are you there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Oh. Yeah, I guess there's our music. We got 30 seconds. Well, let's go ahead and take the commercial now because we had a couple of screw-ups with that. So, Renee, Chris, can you guys hold on? And we're going to take our commercial. My wife's going to just give some quick specials of what's going on. And then I want to talk about this site because, as far as you know, it's the oldest archaeological site in the United States now, right now. Is that correct?
According to our archaeologist, above ground.
Above ground.
Wow. Above. Okay, so anyway, don't go away, folks. We'll be right back. And I also want to find out how you guys found out about the order, and because we're now involved in one of the largest philanthropic orders in the world, in Hospitaller Order. So anyway, we'll be right back after these commercial breaks.
Are you sick and tired of feeling sick and tired? Low energy and chronic fatigue are reasons people go to the doctor today. Most people are disconnected from the vital flow of their chi energy, and their minds and bodies are suffering because of it. Take control of your health and wake up that vital flow of energy in your system through the ancient Chinese practice Qigong energy cultivation. Taught by Dr. Pedram Sojai, this easy-to-learn system of energy yoga helps revitalize your body and mind. It's easy on the joints, and you'll start to feel the benefits in days. Instead of taking drugs and expensive treatments for your ailments, learn how to restore your body's vitality and heal yourself naturally. This complete system, including a book and three DVDs, can be bought by calling toll-free 877-842-0811 or by logging on to www.taoistpath.com. Start living healthfully today.
Are cancer, heart disease, and diabetes catching up with you? Obesity is epidemic in the U.S., causing diabetes affecting 17 million Americans, and 65% of all diabetics die from heart disease or strokes. The EPA says 75% of all chronic disease is caused by environmental pollutants. Can we trust our government? They allow more than 5.5 trillion pounds of toxic waste in our environment every year. I'm Eliezer Ben-Joseph, traditional naturopath with over 30 years' experience in the field as a healthcare practitioner. I created Prime Longevity to protect you against all these toxins. Prime Longevity is the most robust, complete longevity formula that outdoes every other product on the market. The scientific truth is there's no other longevity formula more potent than Prime Longevity. This is the most cost-effective, true health insurance you can buy. Go to www.primelongevity.com. That's primelongevity.com.
Now let's return to Natural Solutions Radio with your host, Eliezer Ben-Joseph.
And welcome back. Welcome back to Natural Solutions Radio. And I want to thank Chris and Renee White, their from talking about a Paleo-Indian site that they found in Northern Virginia. And you can get information on that, and you can help. There's a lot of stuff going on, and you can help in the discovery of what we of what they found. You can go to www.sanctuaryonthetrail.org. That's www.sanctuaryonthetrail.org, and there's a lot of information about the Native American Church and what they do and memberships and who we are. There's also about the Sanctuary on the Trail, and that's art and nature, about the Paleo-Indian site and the finding, and there's the newsroom on it and archaeology. So there's a lot of information that you can get. And if you want to be a part of something great here in the United States, and again, it's sanctuaryonthetrail.org. And let me go right to the phones and talk to Sandy Ben-Joseph. Good morning, Sandy.
Good morning. I'll be brief, but I wanted to make a comment about the elders and what a different thought it is, even with people that are in our culture. And that is something that we never would have done, is, put them somewhere. My mom lived with us since 1984 until she passed in the beginning of 2013. So it's like, how much can you learn from someone's life experience? And she was a Holocaust survivor, and it's all made us better to know. And just the way you spoke about bullying and everything, what an unbelievable thing that people who take it into their heart and make, they brought us, and I think we owe something. So it's really amazing. So that was a really special thing. And tomorrow's Mother's Day, and that's, I hope everybody's honoring their
mom. Hey, guys,
their mom.
Call your mother. All you men out there, call your mother, because whenever you got hurt in your entire life, you didn't call dad. You went, Mom, Mom, come help me.
Exactly.
You called Mom. So you guys call your mother tomorrow.
Exactly. And last
and I'm calling mine.
Yes, and last night, it was a very cool thing because Keith Urban was on Ellen, and he was talking about his children and about he's married to Nicole Kidman. And, Ellen said, well, what are you doing special for Nick, And he said, well, every day is Mother's Day. I treat her like that. So it was a beautiful little two-minute segment that he talked about his wife and children. So, I don't think there's enough of that, especially in what we call Hollywood land. But anyway, our sales today, we're going to do a thing so you can give the gift of health to your moms, to your wives, to your daughters, whatever. The silver micronutrient, we have them in 8-ounce, the 12-ounce, and also the Psy-Free nasal spray. And you can fill the smaller bottles from the bigger bottles. And those are going to be 20% off for all three sizes. And then also the fish oil from Barleans, the fresh cast of the day, which is orange flavor, 8-ounce. And then I don't know how much bamboo silica we have in stock, but if we do, it will probably be only about 20 bottles. It's kind of like first come, first serve. And then from Future Biotics, the green coffee bean extract and the Garcinia Gamboja. Those are the two number one sellers in that whole line, and we're going to have some BOGOs from them in about a month and a half, which is going to be like a buy one, get one free on some certain items, and you guys are going to be blown away. And the coconut water, we're going to knock off a dollar, so it's going to be $1.99 for a 17-ounce can instead of $2.99. The coral calcium complex, 180 capsules, that's going to be on special. We're going to put the Halo pet food on special. We're very well stocked. And yes, we're hoping for the heads up to be in this afternoon, but guys, you can still have a great Mother's Day without it, okay?
Exactly.
So, and I'll talk to you next hour with some more events going on and some more specials.
Okay, and you have to hang up because I can't push the button on the
brain. I'll hang up right now.
Okay, so I didn't want to, the last time I lost the phone with our guest, so hold on, let me make sure that's off. There. And Chris and Renee, are you guys still there?
We're here.
Oh, good, good. Chris, is that you on there with that beautiful owl on the front page of your website?
Yes, that would be me.
That's a nice owl. Like, you know, when I first looked, I went, oh, my God, he's got an eagle. But then I looked at the face and I went, so that's, is that your pet or is that?
She was a rehab. She had gotten hit by a car, broke her beak and, broke her wing right at the joint. So we nursed her back, and she taught us also a lot.
Oh, they do.
About a year.
Wow. I saw this one about an eagle, and we'll talk about that another time. And I can see we don't have a whole lot, so I may have to have you guys talk, come in again and talk about just Indian stuff and the nation and history and things like that. Today I really wanted people to maybe know about this archaeological site. So you're setting up a medicine wheel, and how did you find this, and then what did you do?
Well, let me preface that by saying years before when I was building the house, I'd go take a break and go down by the creek, and sometimes I'd question myself of whether I got in over my head because I was working full-time and literally building the house by myself. And a small still voice told me that the land was important. So I always kept that in the back of my mind and took it to heart. So as I was beginning to lay out the medicine wheel, I realized that there was already circles there.
Oh, so you were by the river, so that's where it was.
Well, it's close proximity to.
Uh-huh.
Then so I went and got my wife for a sanity check, and she saw circles too.
So it was like rocks in the ground, and you're going, wait a minute, this is not just natural. Somebody put this. This is something made.
Right. I have a background in stormwater control and erosion control.
Mm-hmm.
I know what hydrology does, and it was not natural. And so then we contacted an archaeologist who says this has all the features for a paleo site. And the significant thing here, Eleazar, was that it was a ceremonial site.
Oh, wow.
Which before I had done the medicine wheel, we had been gifted a church through Aklaba Native American Church. So with the establishment of the age of this ceremonial site and the establishment of our church, it would make us the oldest church in continual use in the world.
Oh, wow. So did the archaeologist, I mean, he came out, did they do some investigation on it? What did they think it was?
Oh, he did a very in-depth and methodical. I had no idea the extent of archaeology, but there was an archaeological survey, there's a lot of math and a lot of mechanics to the site, and it was an equinox and solstice calendar.
So all of these sites we're seeing, there's thousands of them. I mean, from Stonehenge, which everybody knows, and then the one in France that everybody knows, but there's thousands of these sites all around the world, and now they're finding they're almost like Stonehenge. These are calendars.
Yes.
How did they know? How were they able to be able to look at the stars and make such calendars with such precision? It's still a mystery today that how could they know such math?
Yes, for me being an engineer, it's boggling because first thing you do is you have blueprints. So they didn't have a blueprint. Do they draw in the dirt every day for the new plan? I don't think so.
And this, right.
This is my what I'm taking from this after learning from this site is language. The only barriers that exist are in language, and they could communicate somehow, and they didn't go to school to learn these mathematical computations to get the right azimuth and set things at the, how did they, their language was really intact. And we did some research and found that there's these symbols that occur all over the world, anywhere from 40,000 years ago up into the, like, 7,000 years ago, there's these symbols. So that is language being
left in stone, I guess, yeah.
Time.
That, yeah, language put in stone.
Right. I speak English. If I went back 500 years and tried to speak Old English, it would be easy for me to miss the content or context of what was being related.
Correct.
They had these symbols which were universal for thousands of years. Think of the collective knowledge that would be embodied in that. It blows my mind.
Well, have they dated the site? Have they been able to talk about who might have done it, who was around back then? I mean, we're talking...
We're talking Paleo-Indian or early American. And now the site has not actually been, the age of the site has not been determined. But there was an artifact found which was made of jasper, a work piece of jasper, which is not indigenous to this county here. So that means someone had to carry it in. Someone had to flake it off to work it. And it was thrown in the fire, whether it was a sacrifice of some sort or by accident.
Or an offering, who knows.
Offering.
Yeah.
And they used a process called thermal luminescence testing. And what that does is measure radiation. So when something gets heated, then it resets the clock.
Oh, yes, the electronics of the molecular structure, the radiation, the decay, all of that because of that heat, absolutely.
Yes, and so they can follow a model and pinpoint pretty accurately how long ago the clock got set. And so the artifact was found, and we know its last use, or the last time there was a fire, was 10,470 years YBP, that is before present.
Wow. So that's, I mean, you're talking, that's around when the last ice age was ending. And again, it's, you know, if you look at a lot of, you know, the holistic or the hippie movement, and, you know, we all were trying to embrace Indians, and now, you know, we were looking at aliens, and basically, you know, if you trace around the world, the Indian nation and Aborigines from around the world talk about gods coming down and giving them this knowledge on how to do these things. And again, it's kind of hard to prove. How would you prove that one way or the other? But in every culture, the indigenous peoples talk about gods coming down and giving them this knowledge. Were they able to measure or see what the mathematics of the site, you know, so they know it is definitely a calendar, and it does, and it can tell that.
It is incredibly accurate, and they didn't use just one. We've measured so far 32 different azimuths and different ways to calculate the not only the summer solstice, equinoxes, and winter solstice, but also midday, the time of day.
Oh, wow.
It is just amazing.
And how, you know, again, as an engineer, how did they know? How were they able to figure these things out and to know exactly, to be able to perceive? What can people do? We're only about 4 minutes or so left. What can they do? And I think I need to have you guys on for talking about the other subjects, you know, because I really want to talk about what we're doing with the order, the St. Lazarus, and, you know, what we're doing in the Oklava and what we want to do around the world. But, you know, what can people do? How can they help to? Because this is now the oldest paleo site on the continental United States.
Above ground.
Above ground, yes.
Extant. Extant means still existing. They did not uncover this. It wasn't buried. It is like Stonehenge, still existing above ground.
So they were using these so there had to have been a number of tribes around there that were all communicating, trading, and using that for a calendar and then probably ceremonies, I would expect.
It is a ceremonial site. That's been confirmed.
So
may I add to
that? Sure.
Asked how did they know? What I believe is they were more present to nature, and people today, most people are not present to what's going around them, much less present to themselves and their effect on nature. and just being present to the sun coming up. It's more than that. It's being present to everything in nature and then knowing how to work within that. And another thing is, it's more than just a physical, that it's a spiritual relationship that you have.
That with Mother Nature, with nature itself.
Right. In fact, when we thought about, we were talking about Mother's Day, that it's also Mother's Day for our Earth. You know, if we believe we came from dust, you know, we came from the dirt, from the earth.
Mm-hmm.
That is a mother to us. And
I mean, the whole ideology, again, I think, you know, when you go back, again, I'm an old guy, and it was the hippie movement, and we were all trying to embrace the Indians, and we all grew our hair long, and, you know, because we were attracted to that fullness. We were attracted to that spiritual fullness that was being offered, where in today's religions, really, they're so devoid of, they don't understand how we fit into the world, and they don't understand the sacredness of everything around us. So we all embrace that. And I'm really pleased. You know, you guys must be overwhelmed to know that this is on your property, and the sacredness, I mean, because it's touching you guys for generations more than it's touching us. You know, you have it ingrained in your DNA, and you must be so overwhelmed by that.
That's in all of our DNA, maybe something called a spiritual DNA, and we are excited about being guardians of it.
Well, listen, I'm going to give out the website during the next hour. And I really want to say thank you, and I'll call you after the show around 11, because I'm going to want to have this again. We got more to talk about. We'll be right back after the news. Don't go away.
That wraps up the first hour of Natural Solutions Radio with another big hour to go. Brought to you by Health Naturally, Pure Natural Science, and Dr. Pedram Shojai, the Taoist Path. We'll be right back on News Talk 690, KTSM AM, El Paso.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. One body's been found. Two people are still missing from a hot air balloon that hit a power line, caught fire, then presumably crashed in Virginia. It's missing as well.
Where the remains were found is a very heavily wooded area. We secured it overnight. Somebody that contacted us and notified us that they think they might have seen something, and that's what led us to that particular area.
Virginia State Police spokeswoman Corinne Geller says witnesses saw at least two people jump or fall from the balloon's basket. It was up there as part of the kickoff of a weekend balloon festival that has now been called off. Three caskets draped with American flags carrying unidentified remains from the September 11 attack in New York have now been transported to the World Trade Center site in Lower Manhattan. They'll be kept in an underground repository at the new Memorial Museum opening this month. About a dozen relatives of victims protesting silently with black bands over their mouths. They don't want the remains there. First Lady Michelle Obama taking over the weekly presidential address to express outrage over the kidnapping of nearly 300 schoolgirls in Nigeria by Islamic extremists.
This unconscionable act was committed by a terrorist group determined to keep these girls from getting an education.
The Republican address shared by 14 members of Congress going through bills they've tried to get passed.
12 months ago, the House passed my bill, H.R. 1406, to allow private sector workers to take advantage of the comp time benefits public employees enjoy. Americans are still waiting for President Obama and Senate Democrats to act.
Alabama Republican Congresswoman Martha Roby. Police in Lodi, New Jersey say a man who stabbed his estranged wife to death has been arrested in South Carolina with their 7 and 8-year-old sons. They're okay. John Jordan was arrested at a relative's house in Greenville, arriving in his wife Tracy's car. He took the kids out of their elementary school yesterday. You're listening to Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
Your side has been desperately wrong.
He continues not to tell the truth.
He's got
to
be a
fool. All thing is a mess.
Let me make this point.
Nobody can justify this.
If I ask a question, I want an answer.
Another crazy school district.
Reaction from both sides.
What's the beef from the left?
Do you not see the danger?
Not a fact.
No,
that's
no,
what a pinhead says.
No BS, no fluff. Straight up fact.
Straight talking. Spin stopping. Calling out the pinheads and calling it like it is.
Please watch the O'Reilly Factor weeknights on the Fox News Channel.
weekdays on Fox Business.
Bottom line here is we want investors to be prepared for the day ahead, the week ahead.
Opening bell with Maria Bartiromo.
The concept is to bring perspective, analysis. All day long, I'm speaking with global allocators of capital, CEOs, heads of state, so I can anticipate some of the major moves or reactions, giving investors an edge.
Opening bell with Maria Bartiromo, weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern on Fox Business.
There's a vote planned in eastern Ukraine tomorrow on whether to secede from the country like Crimea did 2 months ago.
Ukraine's acting president, Oleksandr Turchynov, says if the Donetsk region here votes to join Russia, it would be a catastrophe. Turchynov says secession from Ukraine would be a step into the abyss, saying it would be a mistake for the economy, social programs, and life in general. Turchynov is urging the population to accept roundtable talks on greater autonomy. Turchynov did say rebels who seize police and government buildings would not be included in discussions. Rebels say they plan to hold the vote because they feel that if they wait, they'll be persecuted and prosecuted. In Donetsk, Ukraine, Jessica Gallagher, Fox News Radio.
A new 5% tax for people making more than £1 million a year in Egypt. That's about $142,000. People paying it get to say if they want the money spent on education, health, agriculture, housing, or infrastructure. He's been dead nearly 5 years now, but a new Michael Jackson album goes on sale Tuesday.
It's like he never left. Xscape features 8 reworked, never-before-heard tracks like Chicago, produced by hip-hop artist Timbaland. Justin Timberlake, another big name, adding his chops to Love Never Felt So Good. Epic Records CEO L.A. Reid says he got exclusive access to the original recording from the Jackson estate. Most of the new tracks, though, have already been leaked. Like Slave to the Rhythm, first laid down in 1991 while Jackson was recording Dangerous. Justin Bieber even recorded his own version, but record execs for Jackson's label took it offline. Joy Piazza, Fox News Radio.
An earthquake in Alaska measuring 5.8 about 45 minutes ago. It rattled things on shelves in East Anchorage, more than 100 miles from the quake center. There's no tsunami warning issued. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News Radio.
Welcome back to Natural Solutions Radio, where you can help yourself and enlighten up at the same time. Brought to you by Health Naturally, Pure Natural Science, and Dr. Pedram Shojai, The Taoist Path. Here's your host, Sir Eliezer Ben-Joseph.
And welcome back, welcome back. Thank you for joining me here at Natural Solutions Radio. We just scratched the surface of this new site that they, and we didn't even talk about all of the things that they found on the site. There's all kinds of effigies, and I found out that there's no weapons, any. They found no arrowheads because it was a church, because it was a sacred site. No weapons were allowed. And, oh, line two is Renee. Oh, let me go right on to line two, and there she is. Line two is Renee. Good morning, Renee. Thank you for calling back.
Good morning. We're here in case you had more questions for us.
Well, yes. I just wanted to know, we were just getting ready to, we only covered the date. So I'd like us to maybe plan for another show and talk about all of the different things that you found on the site. And when we were talking while the news was going on, some of that was fascinating. And you're telling me there was no weapons there and some of the effigies. Could you have a moment just to mention that, and then we'll plan and do another show on this?
Sure.
So what was that? What did you guys find?
We found a number of bear effigies. They're like stone figurines carved in stone. We found mammoth.
Wow.
Mastodon.
You okay?
Yes. We have presented to our local community some of the findings, and we've been very thrilled about how we've been received by our community. We've been at this for 5 years now, and have now just started releasing the evidence from the archaeology and the anthropologists, and are very excited that our community has embraced this with what we have.
So what I'd like to do is as this archaeological site continues to grow and you find more pieces and date more pieces, as we can make a get a list in some of this, and maybe we can talk about this again, because I'd really like to follow up. I love archaeology, and here we have one of the oldest. We have a site here in El Paso that goes back, I think it's fairly close. It's about 5,000 years old, or might even be 5,000 B.C. When Jackson gets here at 10 o'clock, I'll ask him how old that site is. But we have a site here in El Paso that they've just been doing for a number of years. So it's really been exciting. So I'd like to have you guys on again, if that's possible.
That'd be great. There's 15 above-ground features with this site. And we'd be happy to go over some of the major features. That some of these features are unique anywhere to date found in archaeology.
Wow. Okay, so I love it. Well, I thank you so much, guys. And I'm going to get back to health, and hopefully you guys turn the computer on. You can hang out and listen, and if there's any health stuff. But I'm really... excited about this, because I love archaeology. I can't wait till we have a nice ceremony. Maybe we'll have some sweats and maybe even an investiture there, you know, at some point. I could see stuff in the future that's going to be wonderful for there.
You're always welcome here.
It's a great possibility.
Happy Thursday.
Happy Mother's Day to all those mothers out there. So thank you so much, Chris, Renee. I'm going to go to one of my other callers here. And we're going to start talking about health. Again, folks, if you want information on that, that's wonderful site that's going to be excavated. It's sanctuaryonthetrail.org. That's www.sanctuaryonthetrail.org. Well, thanks, guys. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okie doke. All right, let's go to Sylvia on line 3. Good morning, Sylvia.
Good morning, Doctor.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good. I have a question. One of my friends, she was diagnosed with 3 knots in her thyroid.
You mean nodules?
Nodules on T7, T10, and T11. And she was wondering what would she be good for her to take.
Well, you mean C7, and say that because the... T what?
They have here T7, T10, and T11.
Okay, now, those are thoracic vertebrae, so they wouldn't be up by the thyroid. If you're saying, if they're on the thyroid, there might be, it's around cervical 7, but then T10 is way down there, you know, in your back. So, but if there's nodules on her thyroid... one is she's going to make sure she doesn't have thyroid cancer. Have they tested them to make sure they're just nodules and not cancer?
I really don't know. I didn't ask her.
Oh. Well, anyway, she needs to get assessed for that. But in the meantime, what she would do, she's iodine deficient. Most of those nodules come because the thyroid is not working properly. And it doesn't have enough iodine, or the iodine has been displaced by other minerals in the halogen group of bromine, chlorine, and fluorine. So one is she wants to stop using bromine, chlorine, and fluorine. Don't eat bread products, package. Don't shower or drink tap water, shower and tap water, and don't use fluoride toothpaste. And then she wants to get on things that really help the thyroid. You have to have selenium and iron and B6 and tyrosine and all kinds of things to make the thyroid work, minerals and vitamins and enzymes, so amino acids. So have her start on Lugol's for sure, and she would start one drop a day and then build up to about 5 drops. Then I would get the essential oil lemongrass, and I would then use lemongrass oil on your thyroid. She would put 3 drops in her hand and rub it on her thyroid right around those nodules, and it'll soak right into the skin, and that's going to also help. Lemongrass essential oil. So Both of those, that will really make a difference. So she needs to be on a program, but she's got to have it assessed, that's for sure, because if it's thyroid cancer, that's dangerous. Okay?
Okay. Uh-huh. Thank you, doctor.
Thank you so much. Make sure she gets that Lugol's. That's critical. And the lemongrass. Okay? All right. Let's go to line one and talk to Trish. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning, doctor. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Great. Well, listen, I think my call is pretty quick. You've said it before, but unfortunately I never wrote it down. I have a young woman asking me that she's always being iron deficient, and I know you talk about one kind of iron to take and the other not, and then just in itself, like, you know, if there's anything else that we need to know for anemia.
Well, the best things for anemia is eating beets and red foods, and also prunes. There's nothing, I mean, prunes are one of the healthiest foods in the entire world to eat. You want to get organic if you can find them.
Uh-huh.
And soak them in a little saucer with some water. You soak them about 4 hours and reconstitute the prunes, and then you eat the prunes.
Okay.
Now, prunes also do another thing. Then you have the question, are 6 prunes too many and 4 not enough? Because prunes can really help you. They're a super fiber. They really help you with the bowels. I mean, listen, I'm Jewish. I grew up with all my old relatives drinking prune juice. Prune juice was part of the Jewish religion.
Yeah,
okay?
I think that's with me too.
And it was like everybody, you know, prune juice.
Right, of course.
So it's very high in iron. It's very high in minerals. It's one of the best foods in the world to eat. It's a super fiber. It's a great snack. You know, when you want something sweet,
right.
You can take some pitted prunes. Here's a really nice thing. You take pitted prunes and chop them into real small little bits, and you get some dried blueberries, dried cherries, and maybe dried currants, something like that, or dried cranberries. And, you know, they're all real chopped small, and you mix them in a high-protein natural yogurt, you know, like that Greek yogurt. Okay? So you take all these little, and this is a recipe my wife put together, and it is wonderful. And what you do is you chop all these things up. They go in this nice, thick yogurt, and you mix it up real well. Well, after a little while, especially if you soak all of
the dried fruit
first, and then you pat them dry, but then you put them into the yogurt, mix them up, well, they all get a little moisture, and that sweetness from the dried fruit goes right into the yogurt. So there's no sweetener added.
Right.
And when you just want something, and that's a very thick yogurt, that big, you know, Greek yogurt. It's a thicker yogurt than American yogurt. And so when you, and it's all mixed with those, so every bite has this little bit of sweetness to it. And it's a great, you only need 2 or 3 teaspoons, and you're totally satisfied for your sweet tooth instead of eating cakes or pies or cookies or anything.
Right.
So that would give her a lot of iron. Now, of course, beets are one of the best things that you can do for iron. Also, red leaf lettuce and, you know, red foods, Swiss, the red Swiss chard,
uh-huh.
and not the white. And
okay.
That's also, all of these red foods, cherries, and they all are very high in iron. Now, you can take a chelated iron if you want a pill. That's the kind of iron to take, something, iron chelate. Don't take a ferrous sulfate. That's the iron. Don't take a sulfate form of iron and a ferrous form of iron or a ferrous, you know, these... they're metallic, and it's like sucking a nail. You can suck a nail and get better iron.
Right. I think a lot of us know what happens when you take some iron pills. I know.
Yeah, it makes stomach pain and black poop and constipation.
Right. Does Nature Sunshine have an iron that you recommend?
Oh, yeah. They have Nature Sunshine has a chelated iron, and I like that. They also have a really great formula, like a iron, a beet formula. It's a red beet formula. That's a really good one. You can take both of those, chelated iron. And there's another one called Mineral Chi Tonic. That's also a liquid, and it has iron in it. It has all the minerals, and it's in a liquid form. They're all extracts of herbs, so that's very, very good.
Okay,
and,
wonderful.
All right. So, anyway.
And I had heard you say that you're no longer using the thyroid support from Nature Sunshine.
Yes, that's correct, because
okay, so
they took out in the you'll see in there desiccated thyroid.
Uh-huh.
Well, I called up the science department because we weren't getting the results. And they said, oh, the FDA said you had to take the active ingredients out of the desiccated thyroid.
Wow.
And I said, well, then what use is it to take desiccated thyroid? If there's no active thyroid in there, then it's just a false advertising. I was really angry at them because, you know, they're saying it's got the tyrosine in it and it has some mineral, you know, herbs in it, but it doesn't have any active, so you don't need to take that. I don't use it anymore.
Yeah,
and
I'm using either the bovine or the porcine that I get with you, so that's perfect.
And that's a real, by the way, those are real thyroids. That has T4, T3, T2, T1. So that has all of the thyroid in it. So, anyway.
Oh, you know what? I just thought of one more thing, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Is there a better time to take? I mean, if you're eating all the foods, I'm not asking about that, but is there, like, if you're going to take the Nature Sunshine chelated iron?
I would take it with food.
With food,
and
okay.
It's really good to take iron with vitamin C, as an example.
Okay.
It's one of those kinds of things. There's certain things that you, if you mix vitamins with other vitamins or you mix certain things, that you get in a better absorption.
Right.
And vitamin C is one of those, you know. And there was actually, I remember, a study that was published in an international journal of vitamin and nutrition research. And they were talking about that you got a higher bioavailability of iron by adding vitamin C to it. So vitamin C enhances the iron absorption.
Wonderful.
And, so that's why it's always nice to have, you know, vitamin C with your meals.
Right.
So, and it's, you know, iron deficiency is listed as one of the key health issues in the entire world, anemia. It really is.
Right.
So anyway, eat that recipe. I want to hear if someone mixes up that recipe. I want to know how you guys liked it, because we love that recipe.
All right.
With the yogurt. Okay?
Looking forward to it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I love it. Okay. Let's see there. We're getting to our music and our line. Let me give you telephone numbers. That's 544-5876 and 1-800-706-0450. That's 544-5876 or 1-800-706-0450. We'll be right back after these commercial breaks. And listen, on the all you guys on the chat room, I'm so sorry. I haven't been able. I just was able to log on to right now. I don't know if Gerald was able to log on either. So anyway, I'm now logged on. So I'm going to try and read some of these things, what you guys have been talking about. Anyway, we'll be right back with my wife, Sandy Ben-Joseph.
Are you sick and tired of feeling sick and tired? Low energy and chronic fatigue are reasons people go to the doctor today. Most people are disconnected from the vital flow of their chi energy, and their minds and bodies are suffering because of it. Take control of your health and wake up that vital flow of energy in your system through the ancient Chinese practice Qigong energy cultivation. Taught by Dr. Pedram Sojai, this easy-to-learn system of energy yoga helps revitalize your body and mind. It's easy on the joints, and you'll start to feel the benefits in days. Instead of taking drugs and expensive treatments for your ailments, learn how to restore your body's vitality and heal yourself naturally. This complete system, including a book and three DVDs, can be bought by calling toll-free 877-842-0811 or by logging on to www.taoistpath.com. Start living healthfully today.
Are cancer, heart disease, and diabetes catching up with you? Obesity is epidemic in the U.S., causing diabetes affecting 17 million Americans, and 65% of all diabetics die from heart disease or strokes. The EPA says 75% of all chronic disease is caused by environmental pollutants. Can we trust our government? They allow more than 5.5 trillion pounds of toxic waste in our environment every year. I'm Eliezer Ben-Joseph, traditional naturopath with over 30 years years' experience in the field as a healthcare practitioner. I created Prime Longevity to protect you against all these toxins. Prime Longevity is the most robust, complete longevity formula that outdoes every other product on the market. The scientific truth is there's no other longevity formula more potent than Prime Longevity. This is the most cost-effective, true health insurance you can buy. Go to www.primelongevity.com. That's primelongevity.com.
Help yourself and enlighten up at Natural Solutions Radio. Here again is Dr. Eliezer Ben-Joseph.
And welcome back. Welcome back. Thank you for joining me here at Natural Solutions Radio, the show where you help yourself and enlighten up at the same time. Let me go right to the phones. There is a line open at 544-5876 or 1-800-706-0450. And let's go right to the phones, talk to my wife. She'll tell us what's happening. And good morning.
Good morning. Well, I know that there's a lot of ways you can make that recipe with Greek yogurt, and we get the kind that's very thick and it's plain and doesn't have any of the other, you know, adulterants or sweeteners in it. And we usually, like, pick something like pecans because you're getting the healthy fats. And then we've been using the dried cranberries. And I don't even soak them. I know you like soaking them, but, you know, if you put them in and put them in overnight, I mean, they plump up automatically anyway. So for people that don't want to put that much time in, you can do it that way also. But, I mean, like two or three bites, that should satisfy the sweet tooth, because I'm certainly not going to sit down at 10 o'clock at night or 9 o'clock at night and have a piece of cake or anything.
Everybody else does. You don't let me.
We don't, so
I know you don't let me.
I
guaranteed if it was there, I would eat it.
Yeah, well, I can't. Yeah, that's right. If it were there,
that's why.
You know,
it's not
see, because
there.
I have sonic ears and I can hear the refrigerator at 10 o'clock, and then I hear, "How come we don't have any this? And how come we don't have
not
any
a
cookies?
Cookie in the house? Not a cracker, a cookie, a something."
Well, we do. We have some non-GMO things that you like, and it's cool.
Yeah.
But you know, I just don't let you do it that time of night. So, you know, that's a very cool thing. So anyway, we've got some wonderful things happening the month of May, and you're going to be gone like the first 10 days in June. So, you know, our client level is just absolutely packed. So we may just pull out a stop on getting a special on the thermograms in June, and that'll keep the clinic busy, and we'll get into your office and get to clean out all the things that you collect over the months and years and things. So it's going to be pretty exciting. But May 17th, Kangen Water Demo, 1 o'clock at Health Naturally, 7040 North Mesa. We're going to have only one a month because of, you know, people's schedules and, you know, weddings and vacations and all that. And we'll be raffling off shower filters for, let's say, the amount of people coming in. You know, we'll just add some filters so everybody gets a chance. And last month when we started this, two people who had never been to a demo won a shower filter, so it was really great. And they actually came in, well, I don't think it was those people, but we actually had people that came in and the following week ordered their Kangen water machine, so that was really exciting. And then I really stress you go to Live02, and that's the letter O, not the number O, live02.com, and take a look at the, it's an informational website. You should not be purchasing off of, I mean, I don't think there's a way to purchase off of there, but then call me, we can get you, you know, set up. So it's flat shipping of $100 across the country. It's the company with an integrity, so we've been really happy to be doing this. And then also those of you who can't get a machine will be doing the services at the clinic, and it's just going to be just a phenomenal thing. And this is going to be an intro price of the $19.95 plus the shipping, so take advantage of it, because a couple months down the road, I mean, as any good company, they're always going to want to improve on their models, and yes, that may mean it may be a little higher price, so definitely take advantage now. We have a long list, so we're going to get those orders filled, and you know, just think of Mother's Day. We have a lot of things in the store that you'll be able to, you know, get, like the group doTERRA orders. And, you know, we have just so many things, the Halo Pets. And I just got contacted by their rep because we're selling a lot of dog food and cat food.
Hey, let's get Ellen DeGeneres on the radio.
Yeah, that's what my plan. Now that I have my own rep that's here covering Texas and that contacted me, so that's going to be exciting. But she's going to want to, I want her to talk about anti-bullying, the pet foods, the peaceful barn where they've rescued so many animals. I mean, that woman is just all over making this a better planet to live on. So it's just phenomenal. Besides, she's just funny as heck. So, you know, and I'll talk to you next break about the specials because we have a lot. So, you know, give the gift of health to your mom, your daughter, and the ladies in your life.
That's it.
To you then.
All right.
And
listen,
talk about oxygen.
Oh, I'll talk about oxygen. And also I want to mention from Be Happy Online, everybody has their little screen. Yeah, it's a Be Happy 542.
Okay.
That's her screen name his, I don't know. Anyway, they're talking about starting a petition to tell Starbucks, the CEO, to only serve organic milk from cows not fed GMOs. Because if Starbucks did that, that would produce a huge demand in the dairy industry to take away GMOs. So I support that.
Well, you need more to support it. You have the power because you have the radio voice around the world that you could be. Because they are around the world. Just think what you could start.
Well, I agree, and she put a link on the chat room, so you can go to that, and maybe we'll start and talk about it. And people, go into Starbucks, tell them you want non-GMO milk. Non-GMO milk and non-GMO soy, because they do a lot of soy stuff for people that don't want milk. So please, let's talk to them about that.
Have them bring them some coconut milk, better than soy.
Oh yeah, I love that.
Definitely.
So
we could just do it. We could rule the world with just getting people healthy.
We could rule the world. I just love it.
Talk to you next break.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
And that's my wife, Sandy Ben-Joseph. There is a line open at 544-5876, 1-800-706-0450. And again, I want to mention that Starbucks, it's on our chat box. If you go to our website, you can all go to the chat. And then there was another question online about licorice root. And yes, licorice root is used very similar to prednisone. And it acts very similar to that. It's an anti-inflammatory. And we use it in a formula called Pro Pancreas by Nature Sunshine because it really helps the glands, all of the different glandular. And licorice root is just a wonderful ancient herb. You got to be careful. Don't take too much. It can cause some issues with blood pressure. So anyway, licorice root, if you're taking it in a great combination for the pancreas and for all the other endocrine glands, then Pro Pancreas by Nature's Sunshine. Listen, with Trish that was online, I was mentioning some great combinations, you know, like taking vitamin C and iron together. And so I wanted to mention some of those. And again, there's some of the other places that iron is found is in egg yolks. So if you get omega-3 eggs, there it's often found in high amounts in egg yolks. So you can get, and I don't really like all the iron fortified stuff because I don't know what kind of iron they're using. And vegetarians have a little bit more difficulty because iron is so much in meat. And, you know, we're vegetarians, we don't eat meat. So, again, if you take vitamin C, you'll get a higher percentage of absorption from iron from non-hemi sources. You know, a lot of vegetables, all your greens, nuts and seeds, they all have iron. So it's really a good thing. Another thing, you'd be amazed. Another thing to take is use black pepper when you take B12. And I think what we're going to use is the black pepper powder by the by doTERRA essential oil. Because B12, by the way, you know, it helps create genes and it protects your nerves, and it's helps in metabolism. It's really responsible for the health in every cell of the body. But it's very difficult to absorb vitamin B12 because the stomach, oftentimes, the stomach has to secrete enough of, you know, acids. And also it has to, you know, which is pepsin. It has to secrete an enzyme, pepsin. And when you chew proteins, as an example, in your tongue, a brain gets a signal to produce pepsin. And then it helps to break down the B12 from the food. Now, once the food has broken down and the B12 have been liberated, which is sometimes very difficult, that's why we like to take a B12 pill. But even when you take the B12 pill, for it to be absorbed, you have to have a substance called intrinsic factor that's secreted by the stomach lining. Okay, you have to have intrinsic factor. And intrinsic factor is secreted, will transport the B12 and bring it into the small intestine for it absorption. Well, the chemical in black pepper is piperine, and it's a part of black pepper, and it helps the body's stomach lining to produce intrinsic factor, so piperine. So using black pepper on your food or getting the black pepper oil and putting a drop whenever, you know, in a little your water or two drops and drink it when you eat your meal, that black pepper, the chemical piperine, is going to help your body absorb the B12. So that's something that you want to look at that's very, very good. So we've got vitamin C with iron. You want vitamin B12, take it with black pepper or the black pepper oil. And then as an example, you want to take vitamin K and vitamin D together. Now, both of these vitamins, especially K2, and vitamin D3, they are great powerhouses all by themselves. But when you take vitamin D and you take vitamin K2, the K2 helps to tell the calcium and the minerals where to go so it doesn't go into plaque. So when you take both of those, and they found taking these for a good number of years, then it really does help reduce the incidence of fractures and osteoporosis. And so vitamin K1 is more for clotting factor. That's in your leafy greens and, you know, it's in your certain herbs, and it's in cayenne pepper and paprika. And you can find D also is in a lot of greens, and spinach and kale and okra and collard greens. And, of course, sunlight. But don't be fooled. Sunlight really doesn't give you vitamin D, like they say. But if you use a lot of those herbs and greens and you take a vitamin D and take a vitamin K, it's a great way to get them both simultaneously and prevent osteoporosis and everything else. It's a fallacy about getting your vitamin D from the sun, because here's what happens. The sun hits your skin and you sweat. And you produce the sweat, and it's got oils in the sweat. And those oils react with the ultraviolet light and produce vitamin D. Well, that has to soak back into your skin. The problem is everybody takes a shower every day and washes it off, and it takes 2 to 3 days to soak that back in. Now, animals, they groom each other. They're licking each other all the time. So it's not appropriate for humans to be licking each other in public. It's just not socially acceptable. So animals do that. Humans don't. Well, so we don't lick the vitamin D off of others. So you got to, you know, and we don't lick ourselves. So so I guess you could do it in private, but, you know, it's the idea is that's how you get vitamin D from your skin. And it's got to be absorbed back in. So you either don't take a shower and stink or, you know, take vitamin D in a pill. So anyway, I love some of this. There's a couple of other ones that I think I'll go over because you can take, like when you take a regular vitamin E, most vitamin E's now used to be just tocopherols, and they didn't have the tocotrienols, so you would take it with sesame seeds. But again, let me go to the phones because that's the long-distance line, and I want to talk about that. And we've got Sherry online. I think that's Sherry. Is that correct? Hello, Sherry.
Close enough.
Is that close enough?
That's close enough. Okay. I have a question on GMO feed for livestock, particularly chickens.
Terrible.
Have they done research into the effect on the eggs? So I'm vegetarian, so the meat doesn't concern me, and I don't have dairy.
Well, let me ask you a question. When you're talking about using scratch, correct? That's the food for chickens. Is that what you're buying, or are you just buying separate?
Well, I'm
corn?
Not buying, but I mean, but I'm wondering. I buy the eggs at the store. But I was wondering if when they feed the chickens, are they feeding them genetically modified?
Absolutely. They are.
And does
indeed.
It affect the eggs?
Yes, it does. You get a very high amount of omega-6 in the yolk. And omega-6 is very inflammatory. That's why we only buy organic omega-3 eggs, because they're not fed that GMO. And but think of it. In the wild, where would a chicken, if it was in a wild chicken, eat corn? I mean, would it just go into a cornfield and start picking? No, they eat stuff on the grass, on the ground. You know, grass seeds, insects, things like that, pollens that fall. You know, they're eating. You know, they're scrubbing around on the ground. So chickens that most people are buying, especially the ones you're talking about where they have genetically modified grains and scratch, the egg is not healthy. And they've shown now that you can take a beautiful super health food like an organic egg where that yolk is a rich orange color and the yolks don't break when you put them into a saucepan. And instead, you make them into a dirty food by using garbage feed. And again, farmers are now recognizing, because more and more stores are wanting non-GMO and they're wanting organic, so farmers are starting to finally have to change. So definitely only get omega-3 eggs, because the egg is definitely changed. Same with the meats. When you buy meat, think of it. Where would a cow eat corn? It's just going to go in the cornfield and start eating corn. Of course, we all know that. No, they eat grass and they don't eat corn. So when you feed them genetically modified food, they found there's all kinds of things in pigs and goats and sheep and cows. When they're being fed these genetically modified foods, they're having severe inflammatory responses in their stomach, and it's causing birth defects in animals. And, of course, the governments of the world are telling you, no, no, they're safe. There was a great scientific article that came out of France showing that all these GMO foods were very detrimental to animals. Yet the companies were so powerful, they got that study to be rescinded. And so don't listen to the government. Listen to this show. Listen to me, Sherry. Don't eat GMO eggs. Don't eat GMO meat. Only eat grass-fed beef. Only eat hormone-free, antibiotic-free chicken. And only eat organic eggs. How's that?
Okay, that really helps. But one little quick question. I know you got to go. And that is, if it says organic on it, is it always GMO-free if it doesn't state it?
If it's California organic, it's GMO-free. If it's USDA organic, I'm not sure. Okay. I cannot tell you that it's not GMO-free. USDA, okay. The USDA is watering down all organic standards. There was a bill they wanted to take. Are you ready for this? They wanted to take all the radiation waste, and they wanted to mix it in a slurry and thin it out, and then they wanted to spray that radiation on the fields for crops. So this way that there wouldn't be one place that had it all, it would be spread. And they wanted to be able to call that organic. So I'm telling you, the whole government is malignant dumb. You can't trust them for anything. And don't trust the press. The press are now nothing but mouthpieces for the media.
The propaganda.
Total, you think?
So, that's what I call it. They're mouthpieces for the Ministry of Propaganda.
You got that right. I mean, I tell you, it's getting... You can't trust anything anymore. You got to listen to shows like mine. All right, thank you. There's my music. I'm way over, 2 minutes over.
Okay. Thanks so much, Doctor.
Thank you very much. And there is a line open at 544-5876. And now there is a line open at 800-706-0450. And we'll be right back after these commercial breaks. Are cancer, heart disease, and diabetes catching up with you? Obesity is epidemic in the U.S., causing diabetes affecting 17 million Americans, and 65% of all diabetics die from heart disease or strokes. The EPA says 75% of all chronic disease is caused by environmental pollutants. Can we trust our government? They allow more than 5.5 trillion pounds of toxic waste in our environment every year. I'm Eliezer Ben-Joseph, traditional naturopath with over 30 years' experience in the field as a healthcare practitioner. I created Prime Longevity to protect you against all these toxins. Prime Longevity is the most robust, complete longevity formula that outdoes every other product on the market. The scientific truth is there's no other longevity formula more potent than Prime Longevity. This is the most cost-effective, true health insurance you can buy. Go to www.primelongevity.com. That's primelongevity.com. Is that Sandy? And that must be my wife. We are on. Is that line three? They didn't have it written on the... Okay, so Sandy, are you there?
No, I'm not on line three.
Oh, well, this is line three. I just pressed it. You're on.
Okay. I'm on.
You're on. Line three.
I'm on.
You're
on. We're having sales and happy Mother's Day. And all you people who aren't calling in, you're going to miss some sales. So we have some amazing things going on, things that haven't been on sale for a while, and you don't need to make a $25 purchase first. You get the sale straight across. So all of the silver micronutrients, which is so important right now with all the wind and everything that we've had. So 20% off on the 8-ounce, the 12-ounce, and the Cy-Free. So it's a really... It's really an amazing. It's not a 12-ounce. Excuse me. It's a 4-ounce, but it's 20% off, and you can fill up your Cy-Free bottle and
that's
use it
the
as
nose
many
spray.
Times a day. Yes.
That little bottle she's talking about is to do a nose spray. It does a metered spray right into your nose and sinuses.
Yeah, but the nice thing is it has no drugs in it, nothing to make you sleepy or hyper, and it's no steroids and all of that. So, I mean, it's something that's safe with children and all of that. And then from Barleen's, the fish oil, the 8-ounce fresh catch, which is orange flavor, and then I think we have a limited amount of bamboo silica, and then also the green coffee bean extract from Future Biotics, along with the Garcinia Gambogia bathing suit. Is time is coming, so whatever you can do to get that metabolism going and stop sugar cravings and
that's
lose some weight.
That's going to be the oxygen, so I'll talk about that when you get off.
Right, and then the coconut water is going to be a dollar off, so it's 17 ounces, which is we mix ours with our Kangen water and even put a little bit of either fresh lemon or a couple of drops of the doTERRA oil that's in lemon, so it's amazing. And then the coral calcium, 180 capsules, that's on special, 15% off on Halo Pet products. So, I mean, we're working on getting Ellen DeGeneres on to talk about all these things. We're hoping to have a shipment of Heads Up in this afternoon. So give us a call before you make any kind of a long trip, or we can ship it to you. And don't forget about the doTERRA group order. And we're well stocked on all the popular items. I think we even have some diffusers in. Remember, tomorrow's Mother's Day. And Tri-Ease for allergies and On Guard, just to, you know, keep your immune system strong.
Hey, wait, I got to interrupt for 1 second. A great comment. Vince is online on the chat room, and he said, take a drop of Breathe and mix that in that little snife, you know, the nasal spray with the colloidal of the micronutrient silver. Add that drop of Breathe or two drops in there, and it's going to even make it more effective. Thank you, Vince. That does.
And you know what's also amazing, which I tell our clients when they come in the store, now I'll say it on the radio, if you're having a cup of green tea with some honey or xylitol as a sweetener, I put one drop of Breathe for a cup of tea. It's that strong. So you just need one drop. And, boy, talk about helping your lungs and opening up your sinus passages. So Breathe is one of our top sellers, and it's just an amazing combination. But if you come in, I mean, you will get more education you ever bargained for. So we have the On Guard in capsules. We have so many things in capsules now. Or if you want to make your own blends, we have printouts on blends you can make. So, you know, giving the gift of health. And the things we have in for Mother's Day are just phenomenal. And just think about doTERRA for those moms in your life.
Absolutely.
So, talk to you next week.
There you go. Thank you very much. There's my wife, Sandy Ben-Joseph. And Vince, thank you very much for that, because that Breathe added to that is very good. Now, the vaporizer, what's it called? The diffuser, the new doTERRA diffuser. You can put things in there and actually use that as a nebulizer. You could put Breathe and On Guard and DDR Prime in that, eucalyptus, and you can actually put your face right over that and inhale that mist and get it right into your lungs. Anytime you have a respiratory infection, knock that out. That's the way to get that stuff in. And again, I want to, just before I go to the phones, I want to finish that on some of those combinations. So I said, always mix your vitamin C and iron. Always mix your vitamin B12 with black pepper because of the piperine. That piperine, remember, helps the stomach lining to produce intrinsic factor. So when you take that, that's going to help you absorb your B12. So I just think that new black pepper oil from doTERRA is going to be ideal. Then I said, don't forget vitamin K and vitamin D. That mixes together. Then there was some studies. If you're taking a regular vitamin E, the mixed tocopherols, then take it with sesame oil or ground sesame seeds. Sesame seeds has a compound in it called a platelet factor. So they help your platelets if you have low platelets, but they're also very high in what's called tocotrienols. And so now all the new vitamin E does have the tocotrienols in it, but the tocotrienols are the fat part. That's what's in the cells, the fat part of the skin, and the fat and the skin tissues absorb the tocotrienols. And then inside the cell, vitamin E works and in the bloodstream as an antioxidant. So then another one to mix together is vitamin A. When you take a pure vitamin A, you want to take carotenes with it because it increases the absorption of all of your minerals. I mean, it, when you mix that. So if you, the most common foods eaten by humans are rice, wheat, and corn. And when you, they can help in, because of the iron content, the vitamin A and beta carotene also can help with the absorption of that. So vitamin A and carotenes taken together. So vitamin A and carotenes, as an example, are different forms of the same vitamin. Pure vitamin A is from fish oil and is fat soluble. And the carotenes, and there's different kinds of beta carotene, and then cryptoxanthin, astaxanthin, these kinds of carotenes, they make the colors of food. Those are the plant source. So you can increase the bioavailability of foods by eating them in proper combinations. So when you take the vitamin A and carotenes with your foods, you're going to, in essence, get more of absorption. So when I talk about rice, wheat, and corn, though, I mean non-GMO of those. So anyway, that's some of the things and combinations that you take together. And also, let's see, what else was I looking at? There was some online. Oh, and by the way, On Guard has, it contains, is that correct, Vince, that it has, or On Guard take it with Melissa and black pepper? So, or does it have it in there? I'm not sure. Anyway, again, a lot of stuff to use. Oh, it has the Melissa in it, so that's very good. Melissa is a very expensive essential oil. I mean, it's really expensive, and when they put that in there, that is just phenomenal. There's also, doTERRA has the new True Cinnamon Oil, not cassia. It can heat. They have both. I suggest not using cassia oil at all because of the chemicals. Regular cassia cinnamon has a chemical called curamin, and that can cause liver damage at higher doses. So that's why I've changed. When I did some research on the cinnamon and found that even though I had organic cinnamon, it still had the it was from any of those cinnamons come from either Vietnam, Malaysia, China, but they're not true cinnamon. And true cinnamon from Sri Lanka or Ceylon does not have the curamin in there. So you can take it at high doses and it will not hurt your liver. So I suggest if you're buying cinnamon, only get cinnamon that's true cinnamon powder. And we're the only ones in El Paso that have it. And that you can take at high doses. And also get the true cinnamon oil from doTERRA. And if you smell the two, we have both oils. And if you come into the store, smell the cassia cinnamon, and that's what most people think cinnamon smells like. But when you smell the true cinnamon oil, put them next to each other, you'll really notice the difference because true cinnamon is sweet, and the cassia cinnamon has a lot of chemicals in it. So let's go to the phones and talk to, oh, line six first, line six. There is a line open at 544-5876, and I'm on line six, so that's the 800 number, 706-0450. Sandra, you're on.
Hi, how are you? Good morning, doctor.
Good morning. I'm very well. Thank you.
Good to hear. Doctor, I have a problem. I have a lot of acne, and I'm about 50 years old.
Oh, you shouldn't have acne at 50 years old anymore.
I do. I break out into boils. It's ridiculous.
Oh, is it the large cystic? Is it the cystic type acne?
They're awful. They're right on my T zones, you know, like on the edges of my
chin,
my hairline.
Yeah.
And I get them tremendously. And it's like, wow, I didn't get them like this when I was a teenager. I just get them. I'm getting them now.
So here's what you would do.
My gluten intake.
Yes, you're going to cut out gluten and milk. No more milk, no more gluten. Okay, because most of the acne comes from gluten. They used to say it comes from sugar. It really doesn't. It comes from gluten more and bacteria. And the gluten, what happens when you eat all these carbohydrates? Here's what occurs. All your cells fill up with fluid, and they can't dump the poisons, and the circulation slows down. So we know that's what carbohydrates do. We've known that since the 1860s. And so that's why too many carbohydrates causes high blood pressure. It throws off the fluid balance between inside the cell and outside the cell. So what happens, your pores get clogged. Everything, it's like, how do you get rid of wrinkles on your face? You gain enough weight so your face fills out and you don't see the wrinkles anymore. Does that make sense? So
right.
Anyway, when your cells fill up with water like that, the pores clog. It's very similar. You know, they just get puffy. And anyway, that's not a good way to get rid of wrinkles is gaining weight, but it does get rid of wrinkles. Okay. Anyway, the skin, you have to open the pores. So stop eating all those carbohydrates so you get rid of all that fluid that comes out. And that's why when people do protein diets that first 3 or 4 days, they're getting all this weight loss because of all the fluid that they got rid of because they were eating all those carbohydrates. So you're going to stop that. That's going to open up your skin and get it better. Then you're going to get colloidal silver or hydrogen peroxide. I like colloidal silver, and you spray it on your face. Okay, and that you do that before you go to bed. And then I would get a Purify essential oil, the one that's in, and you get a little roll-on, and you put the Purify in that, and you would roll it on your skin. I think doTERRA actually has, or the Immortelle. That Immortelle is very good for the skin, and all essential oils kill viruses, bacteria. So that's what you have to do. So periodically, and the other thing is you can get alkagenesis. Alkagenesis, you can get once you mix it, then you get a cotton ball and then clean your face with it, let it dry, then put that Immortelle essential oil on it, and on your skin, and that's going to stop the bacterial buildup, and because the acne comes from the bacteria.
And, right.
And my wife just called and said they have actually the clear skin kit by doTERRA. So that will really work also. And anyway, that's what you have to do. Keep the skin clean. Now, internally, take the Alkagenesis or take DDR Prime or On Guard, one of those little pill things twice a day. And that's going to clear you out internally. Oops, I got 10 seconds left, and then I'm out of here. So I have to say goodbye. Sandra, thank you. Everyone, thank you for joining me. It was a little skitsy today, but thank you. Anyway, we'll be back next week with another show, and I will talk to you all then.
Most of the therapeutic modalities mentioned here on the Natural Solutions Radio Show are not recognized by standard allopathic medicine and are not endorsed by the American Medical Association or the FDA. The very concept of natural therapies for healing are foreign to the thinking of modern allopathic drug medicine. Join us again next week for the Natural Solutions Radio Show.
Join us to learn how to legally worship using indigenous earth-based healing and empowering ceremonies. Friends, this is your co-host Will Bluewater. Join us now to learn how to legally worship using indigenous earth-based healing and empowering ceremonies. Aho. As Blue Water, seventh great-grandson of Old Tassel, first beloved man of the Cherokee, I'm remembering what Old Tassel said to the prevailing culture. Many proposals have been made to us to adopt your laws, your religion, your manners, and your customs. We have done so. Now it is time for our cultures to accept Old Tassel's ways and assisting us to walk in harmony with Mother Earth and Father Sky. Aho.
Grandfather, teach me the ways of the old, so that I may remember.